Bro, well, first of all, where'd this little bit of blood come from?
Man, I think one of them plays, I think it was the second time I pulled the ball. I seen some people coming at me lower my shoulder. By the way I fell, I got back to the sideline. Everybody's like, dude, you're gushing, bro. You're bleeding. I'm like, dang it. Shoot.
Can you walk me through the moment when, you know, it's Hopkins is coming out and DC's going in and DC takes that hit and all of a sudden, I don't know if it was planned to have you in anyways, but it was, you know, they're going to pull him out after that. I don't remember what the penalty was and they pull you in. Just walk me through that moment.
Yeah. I mean, just coming out of practice, Coach Vincent kind of, he sets a standard for me and DC, as both of us splitting that backup role right now. And he's prepared us, told us to take mental reps during practice. And we're basically getting the same training Dylan's getting during practice. So getting in that situation, I was kind of ready. Dylan had my back. He told me, hey, bro, go out there and ball, do what you do. And that's just extra motivation knowing a starting quarterback got your back and tells you to ball out. So just went out there and did what I do.
It's one thing to prepare, but I mean, were you expecting in that moment after DC took that hit? Like, oh, I'm about to go into my freak. Like, I'm about to go into the Mountain West Conference game in Laramie.
Yeah. I always kind of just stay ready, but like, and when the hit went, I was like, okay, like, it's about to happen. Go in there and help the team out. Do what you can do.
Mm-hmm. That first TD, I mean, that was collapsing pocket. I mean, it was basically like an out to Hicks. Can you just walk me through what you saw and how you felt that play kind of developed for you?
Yeah, I mean, Coach V is a great coach. He set it up perfectly, had me running the ball, and it made them – they had to start bringing people in the box, and they had to play man. And Jay Money, we've been playing Jeremiah Hicks. He's been running that route all practice this week, and he ran it just the way he's been doing it during practice and was wide open, gave me an easy target.
That second TD, to DJ, I mean, DJ just kind of forced into it forward. That one as well, can you walk me through it as well?
Yeah, they've been known to blitz when it comes to those clutch downs, and they've seen the middle safety walks up. They got seven people, and DJ's a physical route runner. I knew he was going to be open. We had a little man beater. He got it, and the O-line helped push him in and close that game a little bit closer.
I don't even remember that how long that one huge scramble was, but as well, I mean, can you just talk about that and maybe – you know, the scrambling opportunities that Wyoming created for you guys?
Yeah, even before going in, they kind of told me read option is going to be something that is going to probably explode if against this defense and the way they play it. So just had an opportunity. I had an open gap, and just being a runner, I just seen a hole and took it. I still don't think it was a holding call on C-Med, but they called it, but it was straight. Whatever happens, keep going forward.
And then, you know, I mean, you were mentioning it earlier too, but, you know, that onside kick kind of popped out. I mean, you know, for you, you have this opportunity to get on this kind of game-winning drive and the like. I mean, what was kind of just going through your head at that point?
Yeah, just moving forward. I mean, after the touchdown, it's a celebration, but the game's not won yet. So I was just hoping I got one more chance to possibly get that ball into the end zone, because that is strong. We were rolling. I had a strong feeling we were going to be able to do it, and and that ball popped out, man, and my eyes opened up, but they ended up recovering it and made a good play to get it. So,
Tennessee Tech, I mean, that was, you know, your first true first game, actually. You had that rushing TD. What made a day like today and getting into this game situation different from that in some ways?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Wyoming's a great team. I'm not going to – Tennessee Tech's a great team, but Wyoming has a totally different standard when it comes to playing football, so – I knew I was going to go against better competition playing against them, and, I mean, they showed it, obviously, and I just stuck to our game plan that we've been going through all week, and everything opened up.
In your estimation, I mean, could you sum up what you thought the game plan was in some ways heading into this game, how you guys wanted to tackle them in particular?
Yeah, I mean, even starting off our first drive with Dylan Hopkins, I mean, they were playing off a lot, and Dylan was just dicing them up, and they kind of started dropping more towards the end of the game, and that's where the read option came in to play, where they had too many people back and not enough people in the box. I was just able to make runs, and eventually they had to go back into playing man, what they normally do, and we were just able to keep catching them.
Anybody on Zoom?
Did anyone on the Zoom ask
questions? I didn't hear it, but they might
not. Anyone on the Zoom? Questions? All right, you're out.
I'm ready.
Thank you, Devin.
Good job, Devin.
Thank you.
Tyler.
You want to keep it all one recording?
Two plays in the race. Nice job, Devin.